a partner, will you? Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. If you haven't gotten your copy of the book, King of the Mountain, The Eternal Epic End Time Battle, get it today. Don't delay. Just get it and begin to read it. Let the message begin to sink in, and you're going to want to tell your friends, Romans, and countrymen about it. He who rules the Temple Mount rules the world. But friends, I tell you, right now, there is an engineering project in motion to destroy and demolish your own country. God bless you. Be a blessing. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, but also pray for God to intervene in Washington.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Michael Kaufman. And Dr. Kaufman has written a wonderful treatise on the global financial death spiral. You'll find it in World Affairs Brief. It's actually a 7-part series, but fascinating. We covered the first part last night. Michael, pick up the story tonight.
Well, you know, one of the things we didn't really get fully explored yesterday as we were talking, Dr. Stan, was the MO, or the M0. And that's how much money is actually floating around the world. And we estimated it was around $30 trillion. Well, I got a hard number. I actually had it in the article. It was in part three of the series of articles. The best that they can come up with. Now, the reason they no longer report it is because they don't want people knowing this. But there are a group of economists out there have been tracking as best they possibly can with the data available, what the MO or M0 number of dollars really are, and it's $31 trillion as of today. It's actually gone up 19% from 2012 through current times. It's just gone up a staggering amount just because of the fact of all of this QE garbage that we were talking about last night.
And I think it's so important for people to understand that Europe would have gone down, the European economy would have collapsed, the banks would have collapsed if we hadn't funneled $1 trillion to the European Central Bank to get out to their banks to keep them from collapsing. But nations throughout the world used U.S. dollars as a reserve. So basically, most nations are holding 60 to 70% of the reserves in dollars. And is that where all this $31 trillion is?
Yes. Yes. And we have, as you indicated last night, a very small amount of that here in the United States itself. Most of it is in the foreign exchanges. Of course, if we cease to become the world's reserve currency, that's going to come home to roost all of a sudden. And when that happens, the bottom is going to fall out of the, if it happens, the bottom will fall out of the U.S. dollar, and it'll be worthless.
Well, I think it's a matter of, I think it's going to certainly come home. I mean, every major nation, all the countries that have had the reserve currencies of the world have eventually collapsed, whether they would be certainly the Netherlands or France or certainly Spain or Portugal. The last couple of hundred years, it was Great Britain, and now it's the United States. But it's not a matter of if, but when. America cannot have the reserve currency of the world forever.
No, that's right. Nothing has left is forever. And it's all got to come to an end, and it seems to be happening right now. That's why we're having this conversation, is to basically get prepared, because it's really, it could happen. It could happen within months, literally. I don't know. Nobody knows. Well, I'm not so sure nobody knows. All they have to do is pull one little linchpin out of the whole mess, and it'll all come collapsing down instantaneously. It's not that they don't have control over that. They do.
Our guest is Dr. Michael Kaufman. We're talking about his treatise, The Global Financial Death Spiral. And ladies and gentlemen, you may not like hearing this sort of thing, but it's the reality. We live in a wonderful utopian society. 100 million Americans on Medicare and Medicaid, 56, 58 million on Social Security, 49 million people on food stamps. It's wonderful. The only trouble is we don't have the money to pay for it, and we are financing the entire world, and one of these days, it all comes down.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. People, you may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Kaufman is simply pointing out that there's $31 trillion out there throughout the world. Now, basically, the Federal Reserve is allowing banks to get money at either no interest rate or maybe a tenth of a percent. Then the banks are encouraged to lend it back to the Federal Reserve at a half to 1%. So basically, they get this money for nothing. But you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the Federal Reserve is owned by the banks. So the banks are utilizing our system to benefit themselves. And if you don't understand, because Dr. Kaufman was talking about Obama, what President Obama is doing and how he suddenly is not just suddenly standing against the banking interests. But remember, if you go back and look at who the major financiers were of the Obama political campaign, Goldman Sachs, Chase Manhattan Bank, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, and right down the line. And this is how it really works. And basically, you have to understand, in my estimation, that Barack Hussein Obama is simply a front for the banks. And the banks actually have an agenda. And that is certainly a much larger agenda. It has nothing to do with America, not even necessarily all profits. But their goal is to bring about this world government, and they're working very, very efficiently to do that. And one of these days, the whole financial system is coming down, in my estimation, and will be replaced by a new financial system, which they will control. Go right ahead.
Yes, and absolutely, you're absolutely correct. And the thing that is very, very interesting is that, of course, a lot of this money went overseas, too, as we talked about last night, to the European banks. It wasn't just our banks. It was the European banks, too. It saved them, started to make those bankers rich and so forth. And the Wall Street itself went from 1,200 to 1,800 points at one point before it fell back to about 1,400 right now. And what we're seeing here is that the inflation that we would have seen on Main Street, that's you and I, really happened in Wall Street. That's why we never saw it. We should have had inflation. We didn't see it. And it was because the rich were getting richer and the poor were getting poorer. It's as simple as that. And what we're up against right now, of course, is that all those trillions of dollars that they're creating out of thin air, guess who's responsible for that? You and me. Main Street saw no benefit from it, and Main Street has to pay for it. It is beyond belief what this government is doing to this. This administration is doing to the people of the United States. It is as corrupt as you can possibly imagine. And yet, if you read the Los Angeles Times or the New York Times or any of the major newspapers, it's all the Republicans' fault. It's really astonishing how, because they have the media, I can't say that they control the media. I think that's a misnomer that a lot of us make. They don't actually control the media. What they do is that they have brainwashed the media through their educational process so that they think like progressives, and therefore they see nothing wrong with what they're doing. They cannot do any critical thinking, and as a consequence, it all comes back to roost. They don't see it, therefore it's not wrong, and therefore they don't report it. And the American people are living in absolute ignorance because of it.
Well, Michael, I don't want to make a major point, but I really believe the media is controlled by six major corporations.
Yeah, it is.
And basically, these people have an agenda, and they all work in concert. They pretend to be conservative. They pretend to be liberal. But if you work for them, and I've talked to people who work in television and in radio and in the print media, and they've all told me that if you tell the truth, you're going to lose your job and you'll never get another one. They do what they're told to do and try to get out as much information as they can. And some of them accomplish it. Some of them do a magnificent job of putting out information very subtly. But I believe there is a control there. But you go ahead.
Yes, I would say that's true. I've been in many towns and cities giving talks around the country, and I've had honest reporters come in and write things down and really talk to me and really say how great it was and so forth. And then their article the next day is something totally different. I mean, just radically different. and they'll call me and they say, that's what I had to write because that's what the editor told me, or I lose my job. What you're saying is correct. No question about it. Now, in April 2013, we saw the first evidence of what's called the tapering effect of QE3, where Bernanke came out and basically said, well, I think we better start tapering this back. The stock market plummeted. Why? Because the whole gain of the stock market the last 3 years has been because of quantitative easing, not because of really real investment improving and so forth. If that were to happen, if we were actually investing in real stock, manufacturing and that sort of thing, not only would we see a benefit to our the stock market, but you would have seen a benefit to the economy and Main Street, where people would have been hired, jobs would have been created. That never happened because it never got out of Wall Street. It was just money chasing money. And as soon as they announced their tapering effect of trying to bring this back down because they can't continue it forever, all of a sudden the bond would have dropped out of the stock market. So Bernanke immediately said, well, we're going to continue this on. It picked back up again. And then when he mentioned it the next time, it dropped out again. And we went through several of these stages, and we finally got to what is called the Hindenburg Omen. Now, the Hindenburg Omen is a system of data collection and statistics that indicates that there's going to be a major failure in the stock exchange, a major failure, a collapse in it. And we were getting very close to that. And what happened was that we really came so close to it, they had to say, well, we're going to start easing it a little bit. And when that really started pushing it over the edge, Bernanke came back and basically said that, no, we're not going to do it at all. And now, of course, we have perhaps with Yellen a new replacement for Bernanke when he retires in January, if she is actually confirmed by the Senate, then there's no reason why she won't be. She is probably going to ramp up QE3 even more than Bernanke did, because that's her history. And now we're going to get into a period of time. The quantitative easing, folks, is a debunking of our currency. It's a debunking of the United States dollar. U.S. dollar. It's the opposite of inflation. It's going to happen. It will happen eventually. And the thing that really is bad about this is that when Yellen starts to take over and begins to do this, we're going to be on what's called an addiction. Now, other people, other nations have tried to do this, to start printing money. None of them have ever been successful. None. Zero. Goose egg. Why? Because it becomes a narcotic, like heroin. Once you get on it, you cannot get off of it. And that's what we're starting to see now. And when that begins to really start to blossom out, we can't stop it. If we stop it, the whole thing collapses. And when it collapses, all of us are in the same boat. Now, that may be what they want, as you were talking about a few minutes ago, Stan. They're going to pull the plug on it sooner or later, because this is what they want. They want it to be in a crisis so that they can come in on their white horse, offer us another solution. And in desperation, because there's no food on our table, we'll take almost anything that they offer us and give up our freedoms and so forth in the process. So I'm really thinking that's sort of ultimately going to be what's happening. Whether it happens this year or 5 years from now, it's ultimately going to happen, because they have to do that in order to actually create their world government like they want. So what we're seeing going on right here is a basically what they call asset purchasing. Now, I used to think asset as a steamroller or a Caterpillar tractor or maybe a factory or some sort. No, that's in Wall Street, an asset are stocks. And so you have this, when you hear this talking about asset programs, that's stock programs, like QE2 and so forth. All of these have a major, major impact, and it's going to eventually cause inflation. It can't help but cause inflation. And so even though we didn't get inflation back in 2010 and 2011 when we thought it was going to happen, it is coming. And when it does, now that we've got into this quantitative easing, it's going to be much, much worse than it would have been had it been done in 2010, 2011. And this is what really concerns me, I think, the most, because it could be devastating, as we talked about last night, when all of this perfect storm comes together, which looks like it's going to be the first part of this year. It could even be before next year or before the end of this year, but the first part of next year, it looks like that perfect storm is all going to hit at the same time. And when that happens, look out, because it's going to be a very, very rough ride. Now, I hope it doesn't happen, and I do have some good news for you tonight as we get into this a little bit more. But I do want to explain, before I do that, a few more things. Basically, I'm just trying to go down through the article and pick out a couple good points. What's happening, too, is that one of the things that is really going on is that people have retired. Now, we talked a little bit about Social Security last night. I'm not going to talk about that again. But those of you, of those people who have put money into investments over the years and are now retiring as we all mature and grow into that age, all of that money is going to disappear. In other words, you squandered, you saved, you tried to do everything you can, and it's going to be gone. It's going to be taken you by basically the federal government.
Well, now it's going to be destroyed by inflation. How is it going to be taken?
That's right.
But that would leave the majority of our people impoverished and incapable of looking after themselves.
Yes, absolutely. There's no question in my mind that is exactly what's likely to happen.
And ladies and gentlemen, listen to what Dr. Kaufman is saying. I really believe this is what's going to happen. You're going to have to begin making your preparations with this thought in mind. Destroy the currency. You destroy the nation.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050. And we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Dr. Stan and certainly Dr. Kaufman is simply pointing out that as the interest rates rise, why, of course, we're talking about the interest rate on T-bills, why, of course, it means we have to put out more and more on interest. Basically, the interest rates were very low, 1.5%. They've gone up to almost 3% here in the last few months, or actually over the last year, and approached certainly almost 3% about a month or so ago. And basically, of course, if you look at this over a period of 10 years, you're talking about trillions of dollars of interest. We can't even pay for the expenses we have. How can we afford trillions of dollars for interest? And we can't. And basically, of course, ordinarily interest rates should be running not 3%, but 6%. That would be a good return on investment. If the interest rates were to go to 6%, you'd be talking almost $1 trillion a year being paid out simply in interest alone on the national debt. Michael, pick up the story.
That's right. That was exactly the next thing I was going to say. Because 6% is not an unnatural thing for the national debt to be paid at. We've had many times where it's been, in fact, that's probably the majority of our history. It's been closer to 6% than the 1% or 2% or 3% that it is right now. In fact, it's gone up to over 10% of time. So what we're seeing is something that could literally bankrupt us overnight if it were to actually happen. Now, again, there's nothing to say that it's going to happen, except if all these other things in this perfect storm that are coming next year begin to transpire, it could. I mean, it literally could start going up 7, 8%, where you're talking $1.5 trillion to $2 trillion a year just in interest alone. So, again, how are we going to pay that? That's a very serious problem. And the thing that just bugs me, and we're seeing right now, is that apparently these progressives, not only in Congress, but throughout the country, and there are not that many of them, there's probably less than 10% of the population, but they've managed to brainwash a good half of the population in their in the public education system to think like they think, even though they're not necessarily progressives. They believe what the progressives say. And right now, our progressives in Congress, especially in the Senate, are bankrupting this country. They're blaming everything on the Republicans. Of course, the media is backing them up on this. They're bankrupting us with $17 trillion, but that's not the worst of it. Actually, it's closer to $30 trillion, but I'm not going to get into that. What's really bad is our unfunded mandates, like Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, is $126 trillion. Now, think about that. There's $31 trillion in the currency in the world today, or electronic currency in the world today. And the debt that we owe over this next 10 or 15 years is $125.6 trillion. Where is that going to come from? We need to tackle these entitlements, but the progressive Democrats have refused to do it for 30 years, absolutely refused, and always backed the conservative Republicans. I think the neocons were glad to be backed into a corner, but the conservative conservatives in Congress have always been, just like it's happening right now, they're being backed into a corner by being blamed for all this and that and the other thing and so forth, and the problem just gets worse and worse and worse. I think we have to make a stand now. If we don't make a stand now, there's no hope for us.
Well, I think that basically Paul Ryan has come up with a number of things. He's saying, look, we've got to raise the age of retirement for Social Security. We've got to stop indexing this to inflation. We have to get people who can afford to on Medicare to pay a higher sum of money. Yeah. They have to start cutting back on the money they're putting out because there isn't enough money to pay for everything they promised.
That's right.
And down the line, they're going to have to cut back on food stamps.
You know, when I was back in my 20s and 30s, I never figured I'd ever see Social Security. Well, I'm on Social Security right now. And I don't want to see what you're talking about happen, Stan, because we depend upon that. But if we do not do something that cuts back on this total cost, and it's also true with Medicare and especially Medicaid, if we don't do something about those programs, we're going to fall off a cliff. I mean, there's not going to be anything for anyone. That's what we're faced with. We have to start drawing in our belts now, because if we don't, the solution is going to be extreme. It's going to be devastating. It's going to be unbelievable.
And Dr. Kaufman is absolutely right. Basically, you can't continue spending more than you're taking in. And right now, of course, we're taking in probably about $2.3 trillion. We're spending about $2.2 or $3 trillion a year. And basically, they're fudging a lot on this. And basically, then if you look at it from an actuarial point of view, we're really spending over $6 trillion a year if you use the generally accepted accounting principles. Oh, there is no way we can possibly pay our debt. And if an individual goes bankrupt, so can the nation. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Michael Kaufman. And Michael, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get the 7-part series of the Global Financial Death Spiral. And I would point out, I've read this several times. It is very accurate. It's very worthwhile. How can people get that, the complete
text? You can just download it from our America.com website. America.com, go to op-eds, and they're listed there. You'll be able to see them right out there, right at the top series of articles in the op-ed section, and they're all there. So you'll be able to download it from there. And share them with other people, too, because I am very concerned that we're totally unprepared, and I think we're being deliberately kept ignorant so that when it happens, it's going to create panic. You have to understand, the government has just purchased $1.6 billion rounds of ammunition. Well, why did they do that? That's enough for 20, 30 years worth of war. Why did they publish or print, buy that much ammunition unless they're expecting a major crisis? And if this hits, like I suspect it's going to, and as you were talking about, Stan, it's going to be devastating beyond anything that we have ever experienced in this nation before by orders of magnitude. And if you're in a city, one of the things that I would suggest, trying to plan a kind of an escape route, someplace you can go to get out of that city, because the city has about 3 days worth of food. If people can no longer work because of whatever catastrophe is hitting and the utilities start breaking down, you're not going to have any power and you're not going to have any water. And you have 3 days of life left, period. That's it. Think about that for a moment. It could be that fast. And I'm not saying it's going to happen, but you have to be prepared because you need to go someplace where you can eat, grow your own food, do something, and stock up enough food and perhaps water that'll get you through at least 2 to 3 months. I would suggest more if you can, just because there could be a period of time where things are so much in chaos that you will not be able to go out and buy anything.
Well, let me just comment. I do know people back in Washington, D.C., who share Michael's concern. Now, some of these are people who are very worried about the possibility of an electromagnetic pulse attack.
Yes.
Or it could be simply a financial crisis. But I will tell you that they are preparing a place where they can take their families, and they have them. They're stocking them with food and water, and they're way out of the way so that they would be relatively safe in a time like this. This is not imaginary. It's real. And if I accomplish nothing else with my ministry, if I can get people to be making preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead, I will have accomplished something. Of course, our real goal is to point as many people as we can to our Lord. And in the final analysis, we may have to rely upon Him. But I think we should prepare as if it's up to us.
Yes.
And then, of course, trust is it's up to the Lord.
Go right ahead, Michael. I would totally agree with that. It's, you know, most of us don't have enough money to buy silver or gold or something to kind of put in as an emergency fund. And we're going to have to depend upon the Lord or do that kind of preparation that you're talking about, Stan, that will at least help in a time of crisis. Again, I hope it does not necessary. But everything I've been talking about the last two nights now is showing a major storm is coming. Catastrophe in this country unlike anything else that we've ever seen. We're already seeing, we're basically seeing the fact that 4 out of 5 U.S. adults now struggle with joblessness. We talked about that last night. Near poverty and other things. We talked about the fact that we're household income is down by 7%, about $4,000 per family. Actually, it's worse than that, but let's leave it at 4,000. Because that's the common number that's out there. There's evidence that there's a lot. It's actually much worse than that. In fact, it's very likely that if you have a salary now of $30,000 in where you're working, you probably should have, it should be closer to $60,000 to $80,000 without any increase, in other words, of inflation. If we did not have, if we had a true Austrian economy, we would have 2 to 3 times the income that we're having right now. Most of our income is being pilfered by by the government are stopped, basically kept away from us. It's staggering when you read these articles to realize how much our government is stealing from us, literally stealing from us in a variety of different ways, some of the which we talked about the last couple of days. And Keynesian economics is a failure right from ground one. John Maynard Keynes was the one that came up with it back in Wilson's day. He wrote a book in the 1930s on Keynesian economics, but they were implementing it long, long before then. In fact, Wilson was the first guinea pig. President Wilson was the first guinea pig to actually start implementing what they had now as Keynesian economics. Now, Keynesian economics has matured, it's grown, it's changed, and so forth over the decades, but so has every other economic model. And what is really happening here is that we're seeing a repeat in Obama of the same mistakes Wilson made back in the 1910s up to 1920, 21, which led to a major depression. We don't hear about it. It's called the Forgotten Depression. But it was almost as bad as the Great Depression in the late 1920s and early 30s, except it's never talked about. Why? Because Wilson left us in a mess with over 12-13% joblessness, with just unbelievable pain and suffering that was going on. And the next person that was elected president was James Harding. Well, Harding pulled off a miracle. Harding got us out of that depression. It was not a recession. It was depression. He got us out of that depression in a year and a half. How long have we been in this great recession of Obama's? 5 years now? Well, it's actually started with Bush. Bush wasn't any better. But we've been in this recession now for 5 years. They're calling it a recovery, but the only segment of our economy that has recovered, as we just talked about, was the financial section, Wall Street and the banks. That's it. No one else has recovered. It's a false recovery. It is totally a bogus recovery. It should have never been called a recovery because it's not a recovery. It's just an illusion of a recovery. And the Keynesian economics has put us into that situation, both during Wilson's administration, during Carter's administration, during Roosevelt's administration. People blame a Hoover for the Great Depression. Hoover didn't create the Great Depression. He got us in a mess, all right. There's no question about that, because he made a lot of wrong decisions. But it was actually Roosevelt that got us into that Great Depression, and it was the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve, part of Keynesian economics, is that when you start to have inflation, as it were happening then, you start contracting the economy. Well, they contracted it, all right, until everybody was choking to death. And that led to the Great Depression. Basically, Roosevelt did everything that he accused Hoover of doing during his election. I mean, it was really astonishing. He accused Hoover of doing all these things, and then he turned right around when he was elected and did it himself. It's mind-boggling. But again, it's Keynesian economics. And Keynesian economics believes that big government is always the solution. It believes that basically the economy is run by aggregates. In other words, all of the buying and selling and so forth that goes on in the country based on private industry, government, and so forth, it's all an aggregate. And it's the aggregate that needs to be manipulated back and forth to stabilize the economy, to get us out of a recession, to do whatever that's necessary to do. It's resulted in a very, very complex economic system that employs thousands, hundreds of thousands, perhaps, of economists. All of them would be out of a job if we went to Austrian economics, because Austrian economics depends upon the individual and their preferences. In other words, an individual wants widget X. Somebody else decides, well, you know, I'm going to produce a widget X. And you have a free market. And it's self-correcting. If all of a sudden people don't want widget X, they don't buy it, the guy goes out of business, or he modifies what he's selling. Very simple process. Now, it's more complex than that, obviously. But the fact is that Austrian economics, we don't need a single economist out there. It's really shocking. Now, economists hate Austrian economics. They literally hate Austrian economics. Now, why do you suppose that is? Could it possibly be because they beat out of a job? If we actually had Austrian economics, it was keeping us healthy. It's really astonishing. But Keynesian economics depends on big government stepping in, spending a trillion. Well, now, nowadays, obviously earlier was in the hundreds of thousands and then hundreds of millions, and now hundreds and now in trillions. Trillions of dollars actually substituting what people should be buying in order to stimulate the economy. Now, we've had $6 trillion worth of stimulus. Has that helped? You know, really all you need to do, and I don't care if it's Europe or the United States, wherever, is look at the results. We get all bogged down in the weeds, you know, talking about this little formula and that little formula and so forth. It's obviously correct, right? Well, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And Keynesian economics has been an absolute total failure every time it's been used, every single time. And I give you a lot of examples in the fifth part. So it's basically a failure. And the biggest failure of all is just literally astonishing. It's what's happening in Europe. We talked a lot about what was happening in Europe last night, but what's happening in Europe with green energy. Again, you have basically socialists out there in Europe. We call them progressives in this country. But socialists who have basically decided to put Europe on green energy. And they have spent hundreds and hundreds of billions of euros and so forth converting over to solar and wind energy. I can go on for 2 hours now talking about all the catastrophes that this has resulted in. I mean, it's just utterly bizarre. I have written an article. I do have it summarized in part five of the series, so you can see that and actually go to the article. It is really astonishing what they have done. But the big thing that really just boggles my mind is that the one thing that could save them is fracking. Oil and natural gas, like it has here in this country. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. That's the salvation route for Europe to get out of this mess. And what did the European Parliament do just last week? They passed legislation making it almost impossible for companies to frack in Europe, to develop oil and natural gas in Europe through fracking. Now, fracking, of course, is a technology that you that has been really booming here in the United States the last 5 or 6 years that has just made us tremendously, those who have done it, wealthy and provided a lot of our oil and natural gas. And I'll talk about that in a minute. But Europe, in spite of the fact their companies are abandoning, they're fleeing Europe, they're going to the United States because of our cheap energy, and because of all of this, Europe is still doing everything it can to produce green energy that's not reliable because it doesn't. If no energy is produced when the wind doesn't blow or the sun doesn't shine. Last winter, 1 million households were threatened because they had over a week of very cold, bitter weather, and the wind did not blow. And there was 1 million households that were going to be without electricity because they were so dependent upon wind energy by that time. There's just an article today coming out and saying there could be major, major blackouts this coming winter. For the same reason, because they have torn down the old coal-fired generating facilities and so forth and are dependent upon solar and wind now in Europe. And based on what they saw last year that happened, they're predicting major catastrophes this winter. And yet these idiots, this is the problem with progressives. Chapter, the seventh part of my article, we're going to get into it tonight. The seventh part goes into the idiocy of progressivism and socialism. I'm sorry, folks. The psychiatrists for the last 100 years have found that these people cannot connect to reality. There's something psychologically deficient in them, and they're running our government. And they are running it right into the ground. I think they're being used by the globalists and so forth to achieve this end. But, folks, we are in a heap of trouble because of progressivism. And if you want to understand it, get our book, Plundered, by going to AmericaPlanter.com, but that's a side issue.
Do you have a website other than that you'd like to put out, or a telephone number?
No, I think that one probably would be adequate. Right. I've got all my connections and links and so forth back to the other website on that particular one.
And once again, it's called Plundered?
It's called Plundered.
Okay, fine.
It is staggering what these people are doing and how much they are deficient, and yet they are able to control, our Congress, our media, our education system, and increasingly our judicial system. It is beyond, it's unbelievable. Of course, they've had a lot of help doing it, but the fact is that they are masters at manipulation. They are masters at lying. This is part of their doctrine, just like it is with Islam, radical Islam. Lie whenever you want to. Lie, 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 lie. Basically, the premise that, how do you know how Obama's, if Obama's lying, is when he opens his mouth. I don't think it's quite that bad, but nonetheless, it's very close. And folks, these people will tell you anything you want to hear in order to get you to sign on the dotted line, and we're about to do it again, probably in the next 2 days, just because we're backed into a corner. They always manage to back, they've been backing us into a corner for 50 years, and now we're going to pay a huge, huge price for it. But Keynesian economics is bad. It never has worked. Austrian economics is based on individual purchasing and the creating the demand and others to provide the supply. It's not government. Government is not needed at all. The only reason government is needed with an Austrian economic system is to level the playing field. There is a lot of studies out there that show that you need some government, some regulation, in order to level the playing field and to keep people from harming other people through pollution, whatever the case might be, or direct harm, stealing their water, whatever the case might be. We do need regulation, but it has to be as absolutely minimal as possible. And I provide an example of Hong Kong. Hong Kong was in bad shape after World War II. Really bad shape. And I know we're about out of time, but I got several examples in there.
What were you going to say about Hong Kong?
Hong Kong was in bad shape. It basically implemented the Austrian method of economics back after World War II. It had an average growth rate of over 5%, 5 to 9% for 40 to 50 years running. Think about that, and think about what happened in the United States. It's staggering what this system of economics can do, but they don't want us to use it because we would be too well off if we did.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program.
While the storm clouds gather,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time when I need to remind all of you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon those of you out there who listen to our programs, who agree with us, that we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield, but it's really a spiritual battle, and there really are supernatural forces. We live in a visible world, but there's an invisible world. We live in a tangible world, there's an intangible world. We live in a subjective world, but there's a spiritual world. And basically, and you cannot understand anything going on unless you understand the secret societies. And you only have to go to the Trilateral Commission website, trilateral.org, and look at their logo. If you look at it, it's a circle made up of three curved arrows. And if you look very carefully, you'll see the three sixes joined together by an upside down broken cross. This is a satanic movement intent upon manifesting Satan's control of the world we live in. And basically, the ultimate goal is a one world government. We hope many of you will get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, that you'll get my talk. It's available on DVD. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. My talk on population control, the secret agenda. We have all sorts of other DVDs out there. We have a wonderful DVD, my interview with Professor Sutton back in 1980. It's called The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, going into how we finance both communism and the Nazi movement. The Nazi movement was financed by America. You had to have an enemy if you're going to have a war. So we created one, just as we're creating an enemy in the terrorist movement today. The terrorist movement is being funded by your tax money. And basically, in Afghanistan, we're fighting Al-Qaeda. In Syria, Egypt, Libya, and Tunisia, we're financing Al-Qaeda. Can you explain why that's happening? And of course, logically you can't unless you understand it's all a facade. If you want more up-to-date documentation on how we finance the Nazis, you need to get our 4-CD set. It's called The War Against the Jews, my interviews with John Loftus. The War Against the Jews, my interviews with John Loftus. And they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Or you can get his book, America's Nazi Secret. And John had a security clearance three levels above top secret. He was unable to write the book for a number of years after he left government employment, but he eventually was able to write about how we finance the Nazis. And we also have a letter we'll be glad to send you a free copy of, a letter I found among Colonel House's papers at Yale University, where he has a letter from Ambassador William Dodd, 1936, asking Colonel House, why are 100 American corporations over here producing the weapons for the Germans? Nobody wants another war. There's no profit to be made because of exchange controls. Why are 100 American corporations producing the weapons for the Germans? Well, of course, Ambassador Dodd didn't understand. We were creating the best enemy money could buy, just as we're creating the best enemy money could buy by financing terrorism today. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. John Loftus's book, America's Nazi Secret, the 4-CD set. The war against the Jews, the war against the Jews. Get the information, get it to others. You have our permission to copy anything I produced, and then help us educate the public, for we truly are engaged in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, hopefully they're going to be very, very shortly the views of Bob Fletcher, one of our favorite guests. And Bob is certainly an investigator. He started out running a toy company. And basically, he was doing very well back in the late 1970s with his toy company. And some gentleman came to him and said, "Oh, my goodness, you know what? You've got a great company, and we can make a lot of money, and I'll put a lot of money into this with you. And we'll expand, and we'll sell toys all throughout the world." And Bob, unfortunately, without checking the man out thoroughly, went along with him. And he didn't realize this was a CIA asset. And suddenly his toy company was going to become a cover for shipping weapons and guns to the Contras in Nicaragua. Well, of course, that changed Bob's life. And he began, of course, getting involved with all sorts of investigations. And suddenly he's a frequent guest on Radio Liberty. And right now, let's go to Bob Fletcher. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Hi. Okay, Stan. How are you this evening?
I'm doing just fine. And basically, we're living in exciting times. Lots of things are happening. And, Bob, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. We talk about a lot of things we could talk about. I'll tell you what we need to talk about for starters, just because it's kind of interesting, I guess, or, again, it's extraordinary. You know, we always like to talk about the weather, and a lot of people missed it. But the other day in South Dakota, a couple days ago, 100,000 cattle were killed, frozen to death by a freak snowstorm while they were standing grazing. And the figure originally, they didn't know what it was going to be, but it ended up being someplace between 75 and 100,000 heads of cattle frozen to death out in the field where they were standing. They had a strange blizzard that came in. The cattle had not even reached a point where they had their winter coat yet. And it's a billion, multi-billions of dollars in lost money just on the loss of these cattle. And it's extraordinary snowstorm.
Well, we are having very unusual weather. We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Fletcher.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything. any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Bob was talking about this snowstorm that had frozen to death 75,000 to 100,000 cattle. Apparently, there was very, very heavy rain, and then suddenly a snowstorm comes in. The cattle have not yet got their winter coats, and there's suddenly a massive number of cattle, billions of dollars worth of cattle, suddenly just frozen to death. And what state was that in, Bob?
It's in South Dakota.
In South Dakota. And basically, there's some very, very strange things happening to the weather. And we hear about these tremendous storms that are coming. And they seem to be very, very violent. Of course, we always have violent storms. We can't say that it's really anything, but is there a pattern? Are we going to see a great deal more in the way of violent storms coming at this time? And is this happening as an act of God? Is this acting coming because now they have the ability to control the weather? And they do have the ability to control the weather, ladies and gentlemen. They have all sorts of government divisions. In fact, even private concerns. You can actually go up on the internet and you can actually rent a corporation that will create rain in your area if you want to go to the expense of doing it. They can do all sorts of things to modify the weather, because if they create rain in your area, it means that other areas are not going to get their rain normally. But, of course, we see the changing. Suddenly we see areas in our country where there are droughts. We see areas where there's excessive rain. And we don't know because everything is classified. You see, we're not smart enough to know. If you work for the government, you sign an agreement, you will never reveal what you know. And everything is classified. Everything is sort of separated so that very, very few people other than those at the very top are able to really tell us what is going on. And those people at the top will not tell us. In fact, when Janet Napolitano actually left the position as Secretary of the Office of Homeland Security. On August the 27th, she gave a farewell address where she said, our country will, at one point, experience
I think she was talking, and not a matter of fact, Mr. Woolsey from the CIA had said the same thing.
Her words were a severe cyber event, a major severe cyber event that will affect our lives, our finances, and every aspect of life in America. And then in the next paragraph, she actually went on to say we must work quickly and we must work very diligently to try to avoid this. But I've actually contacted her. She's now here in California. She will not give an interview. I've asked her what she meant by that remark about, oh, we are facing a major cyber event. And, of course, according to her secretary, she will not discuss that. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I believe what's happened there is that she kind of shot off her mouth, putting it in blunt terms. I think she was talking a little bit more than they wanted her to. And likewise, Woolsey, who was with the CIA for quite a while, was within the same old maybe 30 days or so. He was saying exactly the same thing. And there was also a report, of course, we couldn't verify it 100%, but that this fellow, Mr. Snowden, the guy who was the whistleblower and talked about all the and had so many of these top secret papers that he had released a good bunch of them out to the WikiLeaks fellow. And he also had said something maybe 60 days ahead of that time, ahead of Napoliano. He had said the same thing, that they anticipated having these EMP, electromagnetic pulses, that were going to hit us. And then, of course, you know, half of the thought was that they were going to be solar flares, electromagnetic fields, sort of wiping across the face of the globe. And some of it is implied that maybe it would be an attack distributing EMP pulses being actually shot at us or dropped in some manner, some electromagnetic field that could be either aimed at a given target or whatever. But I believe it was interesting when you say that she's kind of been drawn back now. All of a sudden, she's not going to be talking about the statement that she made public here a couple months ago or 30 days ago. Because when she did that, my initial reaction was that she was talking more than she should. She had just left the position, and it's very, very unusual for these people when they leave these high-level bureaucratic positions like she was in, the head of the Homeland Security, which, of course, is, you know, and I don't know whether everybody realizes it, but Homeland Security now is like the oversight or the central location of all of these nasty little intelligence groups that we have in the United States. Just about every single one falls under the banner of the Homeland Security now. So it's really a high, very, very sensitive position. And for her to come out and then right away make a public statement, which most of the people at the higher level of government do not want the public to be aware of, number one, our vulnerability is so extreme when we talk about the electromagnetic force field, whether they are driven by an enemy, with some type of a manner done by an enemy, or if it's just a solar flare or natural event. Because we, basically, the way the entire electrical, all of the systems are set up now, actually worldwide, they're all so totally interfaced that if Europe was to get shut down, it would totally affect Omaha, Nebraska, Miami, Florida, and Seattle.
Well, except, Bob, that Russia and China are hardened. They would not be affected, but you're right. Europe would be affected. America would simply be shut down, and it would totally destroy the infrastructure of our society. And what really bothers me is the fact that, certainly, nothing is being done to stop it. The information is being systematically suppressed. Efforts by members of Congress, and there's a group of congressmen there that is working very hard to try to get legislation through. They actually passed legislation in the year 2010 unanimously. Every Republican, every Democrat congressman, every independent voted for a resolution to address the issue and to try to protect America from the danger of an EMP or solar attack. The measure was blocked in the Senate, and they've never been able to get it out again. We're not hearing about it. There's an organized effort to block efforts to protect us. And you have to ask why. Certainly 13 years ago, when we had a threat from Y2K, why, of course, everything was done to protect us. The corporations put out billions of dollars to reprogram the programs. And when Y2K came, nothing happened. But everything is being done to prevent us from protecting ourselves from the danger of an EMP attack. And that just doesn't make sense.
Right. And it's, of course, there's a real problem. A real problem with that, as a matter of fact. The problem being that it would be extraordinarily expensive, and the truth is, I think, well, from just my oversight of the finances and the economics and how expensive that would be unto itself, that we just couldn't afford it. The reality is, we really can't do it. It would be like kind of playing catch-up ball, so to speak, for 100 years of not doing anything right. You know, we kept, it's like if you have a house or and you just keep building on it but never fix up the old part of it, well, then eventually it's going to fall down. And that's what we've done is we've expanded on the interfacing. We've taken and permitted private electrical companies to have their own sections of power distribution across the country so that they hook up an interface that way, but they don't cooperatively have proper protection between the different power plants and what have you. They can always call up and punch up power and transfer one to the other, but they don't have any good protection. It's kind of like everything is old, all the material, all the...
Well, it may very well be, Bob, but I've talked to a number of people back in Washington, D.C., and certainly as far as protecting our major cities, we could protect them for a couple hundred million dollars. And we could put into certainly an effect with about $2 billion, which is less than we give Pakistan every year for foreign aid, a system that would protect most of our cities and would from the danger of either a solar flare or EMP attack. So basically, I have this from people who've really studied this. We've actually read in its entirety the 2008 Congressional Commission report on the threat of an EMP attack. I doubt that very many people have done that, but I have. And basically, it's economically feasible to do it. We're just not doing it. So it's not a matter of not having enough money. There is an organized effort to block what needs to be done. The Russians have done it. The Chinese have done it, Sydney. But every effort has been made to block it being done here in America. And I would ask why. It's totally illogical. And if it's totally illogical, there has to be another explanation. Our guest this evening is Bob Fletcher. If you'd like to verify what I'm saying, we have a 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. We have a DVD by Ambassador Henry Cooper on the threat of an EMP attack. Ambassador James Woolsey will be our guest on the 24th of this month. We have the experts. I will be right back.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Bob is simply saying he thinks that we are not spending the money on our interest on our electrical system to protect us from an EMP because we don't have it. He says it points out that we have certainly an aging infrastructure with bridges and roads, and these things need to be repaired. And he's absolutely right. But we have the money. What are we doing with it? Why are we spending it on our military so we can bring about a world government? We're spending $40 billion a year on foreign aid to support dictatorships all throughout the world so we can bring about a world government. If we would use our money here on our own resources and invest it in this country, why, Chris, our economy would be booming. Instead of that, we're sending our money overseas and we're maintaining a massive military. We spend more for our military than the next 10 nations in the world put together, spent for their military. And instead of protecting America from the very real threat of an EMP attack, why we're sending our money all throughout the world and leaving America vulnerable. And if we were to have an EMP attack, instantaneously, America would be plunged to where we were in the middle 1800s. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Mark. It would. And that's something also that, and I talk about this in my the new DVD that's becoming almost a personal joke with myself because we're trying to get this darn thing out. And we've had so many interruptions, actually very serious. I think I do believe now I've finally been convinced that somebody's intentionally tried to stop this for about 6 months now, because that's how far we are behind in getting this out. It should have been out 6 months ago. But in my DVD, I talk about that also, the loss or the vanishing of money in so many directions, including, of course, the gold out of Fort Knox, which I do not believe there's any in it there at all at this point. And if there is, it would be so small it wouldn't count. And our national debt is mind-boggling. It's as we speak today, the American national debt is $16,755,100,000, whatever, it goes on down from there. But basically, it's almost $17 trillion, the debt. We are the biggest, greatest debtor nation in the earth right now, on the face of the earth. And of course, previously, that was not the case at all. And we were somewhat ahead of the curve, so to speak. And we found out, well, you see, part of what was I should point out in my the new DVD coming out is, for example, we had this $9 trillion put out by the Federal Reserve, the United States Federal Reserve. And, you know, basically they put the money out to the banks. They deliver the money to the banks and put it out. And then, of course, it's rather a complex, convoluted manner by which all that's done. But they also put money out to overseas banking entities. It's not just held here and distributed into our own banks. And they had put out $9 trillion a short while back in the last year or so. Actually, I believe that actually goes back a couple of years. But they didn't have an accounting for it. Basically, their answer when they were asked where that money went, it was just sort of, it's kind of like if you write a check, you write a couple of checks down in your own checking book and you make the note to where it went. But then if you had like, oh, maybe a couple $1,000 and you didn't write down where it went, you didn't make note in your checkbook as to where it went, and then your spouse would say, hey, where did that $2,000 go or $500 go out of your checking account? And you say, well, gee, I'm sorry. I'm not sure. I think I bought the kids some clothes or something. I don't know. And that's what they did. That was the kind of response they gave the Senate and the Congress when they were asked about $9 trillion that disappeared from the Federal Reserve Bank distribution. And they said, it went to European banks, but we really can't track which banks have it.
Well, because a lot of it was given to the European Central Bank, and they simply dispersed it to the banks over there. Well, the United States is keeping the European banking system afloat, and they're all doing it with money created out of nothing. And basically, because there was about $16 trillion they created. Some of it went to American banks, about $9 trillion overseas. And the American people aren't being told, of course, that there's this massive amount of money out there. And one of these days, it's coming home and will destroy our financial system.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Bob Fletcher. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Bob is simply talking about the total irresponsibility of government, and basically, lots of times they'll take cash, American dollars, which are printed, put them onto a large wood pallet, ship them off to Iraq, and then suddenly they're gone. And they say, well, gee, we have no idea where they went, and I don't believe that for 1 minute. They just don't want us to know where they went, because, of course, we are financing terrorists all throughout the world today. The world terrorist movement is being funded by American tax dollars. Many of these, much of this money being printed by the Fed. Go right ahead.
Right. And one of the, something that bothered me, of course, you know, it was such an awakening for me when I got dragged into the middle by chance, into the middle of the Central Intelligence operations, and then it opened up my eyes, I mean, way beyond I ever would have anticipated. I quite often wish maybe I hadn't had my that experience that dragged me into the middle of trying to chase all these criminal characters out of Washington. You know, the things that they did, when we're talking about the money and money disappearing and what have you, an ongoing operation that I'm sure as we speak today is still going on. It's sort of a hand-me-down. It's not the same guys doing it, but it was a fairly small group of people from the original Vietnam War was when it really got cranked up, where they were swapping out weapons for drugs and bringing drugs in and using our own embassies as transfer points, our own Air Force bases, our own military craft, flying the drugs back to the United States and flying weapons to these different variety of places where we have all the little covert actions all the time. And if it slows down to where we have less than two or three, they physically go out and find some place and start up for one reason or another, crank up another war. But what really upset me were several things, like from the Vietnam War, and I know that, again, I'm repeating, they still do the same thing in all of the actions that we're doing today as we speak, and that is that the weapons would be, let's use a term, a number, like $30 million in weapons would be shipped to a given place where they were having a war, and they were shipped over covertly by, let's say, the CIA or National Security or somebody, under a covert operation. The weapons would arrive, and they would drop off temporarily to a refueling or what have you, let's say at a place like Panama, and they would offload half of the weapons, or they would go to Thailand, Taiwan, someplace like that, offload half of the weapons, put them into a warehouse, fly the other half on to the destination, artificially indicate that all $30 million worth arrived, and in fact, maybe only $15 million got there because they were stolen and hidden away for next month's operations. And they were not done legitimately. It's not part of the covert operation. It was a criminal theft of weapons. And it's so easy for the people that were generals and military operatives, so easy to do that, and when they fly the and so what they would do is another month or two later they would request replacement of $30 or $25 million worth of more weapons to replace weapons expended in the war that really were not expended even in the war, whatever war we're talking about, whatever skirmish it may have been, and so they would load up another $30 million and do the same thing again. So And then they would take those weapons that they had stolen, had hidden away in warehouses in different places around the world, and send them to Angola, for example, the next place, or Nicaragua, the next place, wherever they were going to do another war. And they would be paid for those weapons with whoever the revolutionary group is that we were supposedly backing. They would pay them in dope, raw dope. They would load that on the craft, fly that right back again, drop it off again in like Panama, Noriega's Panama or someplace. That was part of his deal. They would offload the narcotics and end up taking $15 million in stolen weapons, turn them into $30 million in dope money, and then the next go around, they would double it up again. And these people making money on the backs of American dead soldiers, and which even included the most outrageous program was, for on many occasions, coming out of the old Vietnam War, for an example, was to actually ship the narcotics inside the carcasses of deceased soldiers and having them cut open here upon arrival and have the narcotics taken out of the body cavities of these dead soldiers, that kind of thing, which, of course, is the extreme lowest you could ever go. I can't even imagine who came up with that idea. But totally sidesteps all form of inspection of any sort. And the other day we just found out that some of these, where we've seen nice news broadcasts showing the soldiers coming back in caskets and being honored with the honor guard and all that, and we found out just a week or so back that half of them have been totally fraudulently shot, that they were an artificially staged, and they would shoot two or three different artificial arrivals and then feed it out to the media periodically whenever they thought they needed to get a tearjerker of a story. They would put out a story that a few more remains were being brought back or something like that, and it was fraudulent. It wasn't even real remains being brought back. I mean, that's the low point, that those people who are now, of course, we're not talking everybody, and I've never said it's American government, but it is the criminal entities within our government at very, very high levels, though. You know, these are ambassadors, secretary of state, and people of that sort going back 20, 30 years, people that were at heads of the Defense Department and what have you, and they were directly involved with the kinds of operations I'm talking about today. And it's just, and they just don't care. I mean, and it's not only the morality thing that's just totally been destroyed, but if you talk financially, you know, some of these generals, when they were asked about what was going on with the Iran-Contra business and what have you, and, you know, and they said, how much money did you make, General, on that particular exchange weapons? And this one particular general, I won't mention his name. I could, but I won't bother. They were asking him, and he said, "Oh, we made about $8 or $10 million on that particular exchange." And they said, "That's a tremendous markup." And his response was that, "Well, you got to make a living, you know."
Well, I really think that people need to understand that I call these people the Brotherhood of Darkness, and it is simply not by coincidence that between 1977 and the year 2009, every president and or vice president of the United States came to the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. The Northern California, North American chapter never had more than 87 members, certainly six of the eight presidents of the World Bank, eight of the 10 U.S. World Trade Representatives, seven of the 12 Secretaries of State, and nine of the 12 Secretaries of Defense all came from this little organization. Does anybody think that is simply by coincidence? Go right ahead.
Right, and they get, and again, it does. It goes up to the very highest level. That's the problem. It goes into the presidency and the vice presidency. And I can't even think back. It's been a long time. Jimmy Carter may be one of the less of the criminality direction, but both sides, Republicans and Democrats, have been involved with drug smuggling, intentional assassinations, the order of putting out the order to assassinate people, have them killed, whomever, and in some cases, American personnel or people, American citizens. One of the biggest drug smugglers involved coming out of the Vietnam, of course, we remember the Air America. We talk about that. The movie was made about it with Mel Gibson in lead role of that. It was a popular motion picture. But it was, you know, and hopefully people realized it was true. It was a true story. And it was about the drugs and the gold that I'm talking about being shipped out of the Vietnam area and all in that area. And a primary person, Richard Armitage, who was actually involved at the ambassador level during the war and had always been at that kind of a level, was directly named as being a primary person for the narcotics coming out of the Vietnam area, named on videotape, which is included in the report that I did for Sonny Bono, and that was relative to the drug connection. We had videotape shot with the Kunsaw, the biggest drug smuggler out of supplier of raw opiates, out of the Golden Triangle, and he read, his people read the names of 5 or 10 people, and it included Richard Armitage at the top, of the people that were involved with financing, setting up the banking. They even had a bank in Australia called the Nugan Hand Bank, Nugan Hand, two different names, Nugan Hand Bank of Australia, that was set up exclusively to launder drug ops or operation money. And Richard Armitage was directly involved with it. And later on, George Bush appointed him as Assistant Secretary of State and was trying to get him appointed as the Secretary of the Navy. And myself and Lieutenant Colonel Bo Greitz spoke up at the U.S. congressional appointment of it, and I did not publicly, but I believe Bo did, and myself, I did it behind the scenes and presented information that that he should not in any way ever be made the Secretary of Defense. Here's a guy that had set up the Air America drug operation along with other generals and had who then later on were involved with the Iran-Contra mess. But these people at that level and it just never get in trouble. And the big problem is that people like the very president and vice president who might have been able to do prosecution at the congressional level, they're involved with it. And that's all there is to it. You know, they're financially involved in one manner or another. And some of the Bush oil companies, some of their aircraft were used for transporting narcotics. And they had 17 small planes that were supposedly oil rigged, doing inspection on their oil rigs, their underwater pipelines. And there was no other small oil company that had 17 craft. And they were using them to smuggle dope.
Let me just point out that Colonel Bo Greitz actually put out a video of his interview with Kunsaw.
Kunsaw, right.
Right, and it's you probably can get that.
Well, you can get it. It's that's on the you carry my my DVD, the one that I did, Drugs and the CIA.
Right.
It's on Bo's. Bo gave me copy of that, and that's included on the actual highlight. The main part of that is included in that DVD. The people can get that. That was the one that I actually had done for Sonny and had supplied to Sonny Bono that ended up getting him killed.
Now, before we go on, Bob, I want you to get your website out and your how people can get in touch with you if they'd like to get your material.
Okay, sure. We are. You can go online at BobFletcherInvestigations.com. We are in the process of redoing. Like I say, we're working on the new DVD, getting that out. But we're working. We're going to redo and rejuvenate our website. But nonetheless, it's there. We have 8 individual reports that you can go over. We have a good little catalog there that describes each one of the different reports that I've done. And the one that probably was one of the most amazing reports up to this point that I had done, particularly supplied it to Sonny, and that's a tape that's called, or the DVD that is called Drugs and the CIA, and that does include the live footage of the Coonsaw on the top of this mountain with 40,000 troops. This guy, they called him just a drug smuggler. This guy had ran half of the nation. He had 40,000 military troops up there, and Bo interviewed him, and he said that I would love to stop growing the drugs. I have asked for the President of the United States, George Bush, to help me, that we will stop growing it, but I have to feed my people. He said, I don't make any big money. They grow it. See, they grow the raw material on their end of it, like growing corn or potatoes, and they grow it because they have for hundreds of years. And he said that we'll grow coffee or whatever, if we can just be guaranteed to be able to make a living for our people. He said George Bush refused to talk any serious on, and he even gave Bo Greitz a proposal, which I have a copy of, a proposal that said to George Bush that said, we will stop all of the growth if you will just assist us to grow coffee or something else.
And after, of course, Colonel Bo Greitz came back with that, some of the leading conservative organizations, leading patriot organizations set out to destroy Colonel Bo Greitz.
Oh, and they told Bo to shut up and to take that tape that he had, that I have now on that DVD, to take that tape and burn it, or we're going to come after you and put you in jail. And they did best effort. That's what you're talking about. They did the very best effort they could to try and jail Lieutenant Colonel Bo Greitz, who was probably one of the greatest military officers that we've ever had.
Well, I think it was really so tragic when I saw the conservative organizations doing the bidding of the establishment, setting out to destroy Bo Greitz. Why would they do that? Because they control the conservative movement, like they control everything else.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, Sonny Bob. I mean, Bob has been talking about his Sonny Bono, Congressman Sonny Bono, who is going to, of course, investigate the involvement of the CIA with drug smuggling. He headed a committee, a congressional committee. They had the ability to investigate. And he promised Bob that as soon as he got back to Congress, why, of course, he would investigate. But Sonny Bono never got back to Congress after the winter vacation. He died on the ski slopes. And, of course, Bob thinks, and I agree with him, this was simply another example of a government assassination. And if you don't think they kill people, you need to get our 4-CD set, Deadly Assassins, where we actually talk to a couple of government assassins. Oh, we're out of time, Bob. God bless. Thanks for being with us. Talk to you real soon.
Good. You take care. Thank
God bless. Okay. Well, that was Bob Fletcher. Always a pleasure. We have a very real threat to America from the threat of an EMP attack. And if you'd like to know more, you need to get our 4-CD set or our DVD, The Threat of an EMP Attack. There's 4 CDs and... or a DVD. You can get them both, one or both together, at a reduced cost. You need to understand this is a very real danger. You need to get our 4-CD set. It's entitled The Deadly Assassins. I think we still have copies of that interview with Colonel Bogreitz with Kun Saw. And if you want to get that, you can always request it when you call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We carry and sell all of Bob's DVDs, and Sydney, you can get them through us, you can get them through him. But again, the number to call if you want to get them through us, 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we hope that you'll go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our programs on the internet 4 hours a day live and hear them 24 hours a day archived. You can watch our DVDs. Certainly you can read our newsletters and much of the other material we have. That's at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. And then, of course, we have to tell you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you out in the listening audience who believe in what we're doing and would be willing to help us to contribute to Radio Liberty. And you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can get our newsletter, our 4 best tapes of the month. You can get the CDs we produced. Or you can get the DVDs we produced, or videos, or tape sets. We carry in large numbers of books. They're all listed on our website at RadioLiberty.com. Or you can certainly, if you'd like a catalog, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope you'll tell others about our program. We hope that you'll encourage them to listen and to understand that the media is controlled, that America is a republic, not a democracy, and that most of what the American people believe and think has been artificially created by those who control our churches, our educational system, and the mass media. If you'd like documentation on the control of the media, we have an excellent book written by a left-wing professor. His only mistake is he thinks the right-wing controls the media. The right-wing thinks the left-wing controls the media, and they're both wrong. It's controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness.